BlogTalkZone.com.
Almost live from sunny Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the suburbs of the Caribbean. Welcome to It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, man. Dedicated to helping boomers of all shapes and sizes create a healthy, productive, fun-filled life where they're finally calling the shots. Topics include career reinvention, finances, health, sex, dysfunctional relationships of all kinds, all while enjoying a glass of fine wine. And here are your hosts, two of the funniest people on the internet airwaves, author host Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogel and Anna the Armenian Goddess Collins.
Rises from their bed. There should be applause. Like, you get up in the morning, hey, you're alive.
I know. Hey, listen, I've been feeling that way lately. Get up from the bed. I know, there should be something. Another day, you made it.
You made it. That's actually to most of the people in Florida.
We're doing a lot better than Amy Winehouse, Steve Jobs.
It just goes to prove to you, just never know.
Yeah.
Live every, you know how, you know me, no one's more positive than I am.
Oh, yeah.
Live your life to the fullest. Welcome to It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, the number one self-indulgent health program, at least for this hour.
Exactly. I am Anna the Armenian Goddess, sitting here with my co-host, Anna the Armenian Goddess, Collins. There might be another Anna the Armenian Goddess, but I am, no, there isn't. There can't be. There can only be one.
There is only one.
That's me.
There's like the Highlander. There can only be one.
Yeah.
Remember that, the Highlander?
I do remember the Highlander. Gee, that
Do you
want to
hear a funny story? Remember him? They had the Highlander series.
Yes,
had,
I loved it.
What was his name? Adrian?
Yes, yes.
This is a true story.
Okay.
About 12 years ago, I was going for my brown belt karate test, third degree. This is many years ago. We had the same agent.
Right.
Agency for the Performing Arts. Something that you may not know about me, but Adrian Paul. That's right.
Adrian Paul.
I always wanted to look like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing.
What's he, like 6'3"?
He's about
6'2". And you're 5'9", right?
I'm 5, you know what I mean, 5'9", 5'10", 6'2".
Right.
But he's like 6'2", whatever it is. And he sits down there, and I go, "How you doing?" I looked at him, I go, you've been around forever. Which I thought was very clever.
That's hilarious, because he's been around forever.
Yeah. And he laughed, and I go, "Come on, that's very clever."
And now look how the tables have turned. Now you've been around forever.
And then he decapitated me. No, but that's the Highlander. There can only be one.
Right.
Very handsome guy, ponytail. He's about the same age as me. Mm-hmm. But he just sat down, and he had the same age as me. I go, "Oh, things must be going well in your career. We have the same agent." So
that is funny.
But Adrian Paul, he's the Highlander.
Adrian Paul, yes.
And
yes.
I am the Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogel. Please call us, 888-463-6748. That's 888-463-6748. The lines are open.
They are open. This is the Boomer Humor Radio Show, and we are broadcasting this week of Thanksgiving.
Gorgeous, lovely South Florida,
right.
Fort Lauderdale, the suburbs of the Caribbean. This is a gorgeous day, right?
It is. It's been beautiful out. We're very lucky to be here. It's in the 80s every day. The rest of the country is freezing to death. It's freezing!
No matter how bad a day you're having, we're all having a better day than Salif Islam Gaddafi.
Yes,
his son got caught. His father was
just that moniker is
Salim Asala, whatever. So,
do you think he's ever pulled the ring on a grenade? What do you think?
Oh, a few things.
Hey, this is Thanksgiving week.
This is Thanksgiving week. We have Ken Roberts. Let me just.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ken Roberts is our host. Our special guest at the end of the hour.
If he's our host, are you telling me something?
No. He's Ken Roberts. You don't know who he was, but.
I didn't know who he was. Explain to the listening audience.
Ken Roberts is a self-made multimillionaire that used to sell option courses. He called it the world's most perfect business.
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing, trading in, I'm sorry, not options, commodities.
Commodities.
Which is different than options, but it's very high end.
Commodities have to do with sugar.
Sugar, everything
corn,
that is traded all day.
Coffee, that type of thing.
Gold, everything. You're trading, but you're not taking delivery of it. So it was like the perfect business. You trade, you're in and out. And he made very well. He was a very successful direct marketer. I tried it. It was a little bit too much for me. I'm more of a conservative type of person when it comes to investments. But he sold it, and he had a real passion for that.
Mm-hmm.
And he, all around the country, he was like the number one guy.
So what, now, he lectured
he sold
around
it,
the country?
And direct mail, and he was a big-time marketer before the internet. He got out of that business. He sold it. Now he's helping people make money, gobs of money, with the passion you have. And he explains what the difference was. Now he's tapping into helping people get what they want during this tough economy, but
something they're passionate about.
Passionate about.
Can you make money eating whipped cream?
you should do research and see how many other people are doing it. If there's a lot of people selling, no, but
I think there's a select group of men out there that would pay for that. I'm not sure, but I hear you say.
Maybe it's Adrian Paul.
I think that's great. Okay. Maybe Adrian Paul.
Adrian Paul.
I could do work.
Now, he's a very handsome. What has he been doing? I have not seen this man.
I don't know.
Highlander went off, that's it.
I don't know. I couldn't remember his name. Thank God.
No, it was Adrian Paul.
Yeah. So anyway, so what did you do this past weekend? Anything
Anna,
you want to share?
Anna, why do you keep asking?
Oh,
you know,
geez,
it's the same.
What did you do? I mean, you must have done something.
I have work for – as you know, I'm a copywriter, and I have clients, and I have to write for them.
Oh, please. What did you – you got to take time to – what did you do over the week?
Then I walked the dog.
Fun? Yeah.
I hung out with
some friends. Uh-huh. Some friends.
But it's not important about what I've done. You have become a complete, like, enigma to me. I don't know what you're doing. You were at a gig. Were you at a gig?
Maybe.
This weekend I was actually, what did I do?
I had a small dinner party.
See, that's what you said. You have plans.
Yes.
All I know is that I'm not involved in the plans, so they're plans without Peter.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, that's okay.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, that's okay.
You entertained?
I entertained.
You actually had people over?
I had people over.
Who?
Some people. Friends. Friends. The ubiquitous friends.
Was it your mama?
No. I said friends. Not relatives.
And yet I was not invited. And you're a very good cook.
Yeah, thank you.
You are excellent.
I am a good cook.
You had some Armenian.
I had a bunch of Armenians over. We had a shaving party. All the girls shaved their mustaches.
No one can take a bit and drive it into the ground like you. That's the whole thing. Let me tell you, Kim Kardashian is actually, I know you're not a big fan of hers, she's a very attractive woman.
Oh, my God.
Her mother's very well preserved.
Do you know that there was a woman that started a band, the Kardashians?
Yeah.
And she had life threats against her. They all threatened to come to this woman's house and breathe on her after eating like 5 cloves of garlic each.
Is that true or you're making that
I'm
up?
I'm making it up.
Oh, you're making that up. That could have been.
It's death by garlic fumes. No.
No, but I don't. You know, and that's the one thing you don't want to do is give them more publicity.
Right, exactly.
That's the thing.
It defeats the purpose. That's why you should never try. The best thing to do is just not mention it. So, to get back to Thanksgiving,
I still want to know what friends you had over.
What? Just friends.
Were they just normal friends? Industry friends?
Just normal friends.
No comedians?
No, they came. They actually flew down from Bellevue for the weekend. They were let out of the psych ward.
Okay. Fine.
They said, oh, we're going to Anna's for dinner. Absolutely. Here's your meds. Have a good time.
Okay. Fine.
So.
It's a need-to-know basis.
Uh-huh.
I was, all right, so Thanksgiving. You said you had a whole.
Yes, I'm making a fabulous, actually, squash. I'm making the squash this year for Thanksgiving.
For Mama.
To go over to my mom's with my brother and, his wife and my niece and nephew are coming over and some other people. And I am in charge of making the acorn squash. Have you ever had acorn squash?
Didn't you make it for me? What squash did you make?
Two kinds, butternut and acorn.
I got to tell you, I like the butter. I got to be honest with you. I like the butternut.
Do you really know the difference?
No.
But okay, how do you know?
I was not a squash aficionado. Is that right?
Aficionado.
Until you turned me on to it. Anna has done many things to my life that I'm now wearing the correct underwear. I'm wearing the Calvin Klein.
Well, Peter's telling me he wears tidy whiteys. I'm like,
and no one's really taken an interest in my underwear.
It's like Beavis and Butthead don't even wear tidy whiteys. Or Butthead might.
Let me tell you something. When I did try the other ones, the boys weren't intact. We need the support for the boys.
But
I got the better ones.
Yes.
And they're fine. That was my big problem.
See, I've taken you every so often. You have to shop outside the dollar store, Peter, and then you actually.
Oh, come on!
If you found them.
And
there.
No, I don't buy condoms at the dollar store because the way I say you're paying for it now or you'll pay for it later.
Right. That's I saw pregnancy tests.
Yeah, that's kind of rough.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, that's kind of pushing it.
Yeah, if you're buying a pregnancy, you need a parental test.
Yeah.
You need to, you know.
And the woman goes, oh, it's been expired. It's probably still good. Let's try it. Right? Expired 2005.
That's the thing with the stuff in the dollar store. You really got to look at it. It's like the merchandise there is almost legitimate. You know, it's like Crest toothpaste, but with a K.
K-R-E-S. I've seen that.
Yeah, and then like an E at the end. And then when you zoom in, it's like written in Hindu or Pashto.
Whatever.
Hindi.
But I get my certain things are well worth it. Greeting cards. They told you
what is the card.
They actually did a whole thing of what is actually what you should buy there and what is a good deal.
Wait a minute. Also, let's backtrack for a minute. You get your beating cards, your greeting
you can get
cards,
greeting cards
at the dollar store. They're so lame, though. They're like those generic "Happy Birthday." That's it.
No, they have a few.
It's just like a rose on the front of it.
You think I really care who people?
No, I don't.
Sending cards to my family.
You really, yeah.
You know, the joke I say, whenever they're complaining, with the country, Florida's getting a tropical depression. You know, anytime I get a tropical depression, it's my family visits.
Exactly.
Hey, I'll be here the whole week, folks.
Hey, what are you up to lately? Do you have some gigs you wanted to announce?
By the way, folks, go to boomerhumorradio.com. That is our mothership, boomerhumorradio.com. Sign up for our VIP mailing list. Get a free $39 gift, that you will love. And we can tell you and give you discounts from our sponsors. That's boomerhumorradio.com. And there you can find out all our books.
And speaking of sponsors, real quick before you give us that, we have a new sponsor, progressiverx.com. They're fabulous. They are an online prescription drug company and pharmacy, and they're awesome. They're based in the United States. You're not sending overseas. You're not going to Canada. And they're very...
Not that there's anything wrong with Canada.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but people feel more comfortable doing things in the USA these days, and these guys are great. You can even call them on the phone. They answer in English.
English.
They're a fabulous company, and we are offering a discount coupon on our Constant Contact email that we send out to you. So if you have a coupon code on there, if you want to go and buy your prescription meds on there, you will get a nice discount as a first-time buyer. So
okay. All right.
So
yes.
Where are you? Where are you going? What are you doing?
Here it comes.
This ought to be good.
I'm delivering the premise, and let's
this ought to be good.
Buckle me in for the punchline. I'm hosting the Miss Jewish South Florida Hanukkah Party of 2012, December 25th, 2011.
That is way Jewish. Wait, it's called – that's it?
It's
just Miss Jewish?
Miss...
And of all days on Christmas?
Yes. And it's going to be at the Littman Theater.
Oh, I got to have fun
Miami,
this.
Florida, Littman Theater.
Yeah.
Go to miamibeyond@gmail.com for more info or call – the theater itself, 305-948-2957. That's 305-948-2957. It's Miss Jewish, though they're younger
Jewish.
Girls.
Miss Jewish. So
here
let
it
me
comes.
Guess. Let
here
me guess.
We go.
The talent contest. Whining.
This just in. Here comes the joke.
What's the talent contest speaker? Whining?
What is it?
Whining.
Miss Wine. Yeah. There's no Miss Congeniality. It's Miss Wine.
I won first prize in the whining contest. I think I should have won at least two prizes. One in the highest hair.
One prize. That was it. That's all I'm getting.
This is it. A gift certificate. Not even to Lohmann's. They gave it to Macy's.
Hilarious. Here's the German Armenian gypsy woman with her anti-Semitic.
That's not I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm just pro non-whining.
And that's going to be the
25th. You know I'm kidding.
I know you're kidding.
I mean, you always rib me about being Armenian.
What do I say? You're the first Armenian I've come in.
Let me tell you something. My dad he had it all over you guys. He was the cheapest man. Well, I know you like to use the word frugal.
Jews. I should trademark
Jews
Fogel,
would
frugal.
Point at dad and go, we can learn from him.
Oh, that's terrible. And speaking of Jews, at the Coral Springs Center of Performing Arts, December 24th, I'm in the Kosher Comedy Tour, laughing from right to left. Tickets are going fast. Have a little Chinese food, go out to the show.
Actually a very good show. I know you're in there with
Stu Moss
and Sharon Daniels.
Sharon Daniels.
They're both great.
KosherComedyTour.com or go to the Coral Springs Center of the Performing Arts. So I pretty much sewn it up that weekend.
Of course, that whole audience, you're with your people, December 24th Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I love it.
What do you want? I mean, this is
taking you to a whole new level.
Someone has to pay for my worthless mortgage. That's what I'm doing.
That's great. I don't know. I think we're getting ready to go to break.
We're
going
to go to a break, but Ken Roberts is going to be at the top of the hour. You know who we're going to have on the show in a few weeks? Mark Price from Family Ties.
Oh,
remember
from
Mark
Family
Price?
Ties.
He's going to be doing an interview with us.
So. Excellent, excellent. Well, we got a lot of great things to talk about, folks. Don't touch that mouse. We're going to go away for a quick break, and we'll be back after this message. Hey, Boomers. Have you ever struggled to pay for your prescription medications? Well, ProgressiveRx.com provides an inexpensive alternative for anyone who cannot afford the medications they need. They provide the highest quality drugs at the lowest possible prices, guaranteed.
ProgressiveRx.com was originally started to provide an option for friends and family members who cannot afford their prescriptions. And because of that, the quality of their products is always their highest concern. Their drugs come from some of the world's largest drug manufacturers, and they offer the most popular prescription drugs at the lowest prices, with both brand names and therapeutically equivalent generic versions available.
So visit ProgressiveRx.com or call 1-800-400-0707 for a simple, safe, and secure way to order your medications. And if you refer a friend, each of you will receive a $25 coupon to ProgressiveRx.com.
Non-stop talk radio, streaming 24 hours a day.
It's uninterrupted, and it is intensifying.
TalkZone.com.
Don't touch that mouse. It's time to rejoin the two boomers who refuse to join AARP, even for a free duffel bag. Hosts Peter Fogel and Anna Collins of It's Beyond Complicated.
All right, we're back.
We are back.
Our lines are open, 888-463-6748. That's 888-463-6748. You are listening to It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show.
Yes, and we are broadcasting to you from sunny Fort Lauderdale, Florida, this week of Thanksgiving 2011. And incidentally, I have a little Thanksgiving history here I'd like to share.
You think Native Americans are happy about this day, especially when they have to work at the casino?
Well, yeah, actually, I think they are, because there's probably going to be a lot of people going to the casino. You know what? Good for them.
Good for them.
I don't begrudge the American Indians anything. They got screwed royally.
Oh, Manhattan.
Boy,
look at the price of Manhattan. You think they're not? That's why they drink.
Well, payback's a biatch. They now own all the Hard Rock casinos,
yeah.
And especially down here in Florida, they make a ton of money. And good for them.
Good for them.
I think it's great. Do you know the history of Thanksgiving?
Well, roughly. I mean, it's 1600th. It's our way of giving thanks to the Lord that we were better negotiators than the Indians.
Well, actually, in 1621, the Plymouth colonists and the Wampanoag Indians.
Are they still around?
A few of them, yeah. They shared an autumn harvest feast that today is – it was just called the Autumn Harvest Feast, and it's acknowledged – as
this was a joint venture.
Yes, it was between the Wampanoag Indians from Massachusetts and the colonists. Now, you know, for almost 200 years of celebrating Thanksgiving, they were celebrated by the individual colonies and states. It wasn't until 1863, in the midst of the Civil War, that President Lincoln proclaimed a National Thanksgiving Day to be held in November. So this had been going on for.
And then he was shot.
Yeah, and then he was shot. This was going on for a couple hundred years. It was just an autumn harvest feast.
That's when it was called.
It wasn't called anything. They just had an autumn harvest feast. But then Abe Lincoln in 1863 proclaimed Thanksgiving Day to be held each November. And as
I
you know,
did
it's
not
just,
know that.
I know.
So prior to age 63, they was that. Always had it in November.
That's, yeah.
Changing of the leaves.
Well, they had it in autumn, yes.
Autumn, yep. Okay.
And it went on for almost 200 years before it became officially Thanksgiving.
Interesting.
From 1621 to 1863.
As Carson would say, I did not know that.
I think that's interesting. Yeah, and the Wampanoag, they consisted of five tribes. They lived in southeastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island. And they were
nice people.
There was a lot of them on Martha's Vineyard, too. How about that? So that was I thought that was interesting.
They don't celebrate it.
Oh, the Indians?
No.
Not anymore.
No, but back then, it was a feast.
Yes, it was. It was an autumnal feast.
The white man was welcomed. They actually,
yes.
You know, when they saw these ships coming in, they traded. There was a welcoming. There was no taking of their land at that point.
Until they tried to force Christianity on them.
Okay. Then that's,
yeah,
that's
and then one. And they weren't welcomed by – the Wampanoags welcomed them, but not all the Indians did. And they were – and the white man and especially the Spaniards brought a lot of disease to the American Indian, wiping out
– Oh, really?
Yeah, especially – and in here in Florida,
that's interesting.
Too.
Tell me more.
Well, the Colusa Indians were wiped out by the Spaniards down here in Florida because they brought all kinds of disease that they had no immunity for. Their systems
wow.
couldn't battle it. And they wiped out many
hundreds and thousands of Indians.
Well, you put me in a good mood.
Well, that's not, I'm just
so that
saying.
Was early. It was early genocide.
I'm just saying.
When
they,
you think about it.
Just well, in those days, they didn't have anything like ProgressiveRx.com where they could go online and order meds.
Oh.
Can
okay.
you imagine living in those days? So, you know what I always think about? No deodorant.
They jumped in the river.
But and you know what? Guess what? You couldn't get your roots done. Both of us would be suffering with that.
I don't do anything with my roots. I just put in Just for Men, or as I call it, Who You Trying to Kid shampoo.
Yeah.
And then Dr. Scott says, "Oh, good, you have four different colors going."
All right, Dr. Scott, who by the way is bald, has no. Really, I love Dr. Scott, but he's bald. So.
I know, and it bothers him. He goes, "If you had my hair," he says, "Oh."
Personally, I think you should let your hair go gray.
That's what he said.
Men, really, I don't know why.
I don't mind a little
it.
Salt and pepper, but I look like Bill Clinton after that.
Are you sure you
yes,
do?
Yes, it would
think,
be.
Yeah,
it would be
I
very.
I think it looks great.
But don't you grab?
Have
it,
I
you,
been wrong yet?
Yeah,
you
you've been wrong.
You your hair on the wrong side of your head.
50
you
man,
me.
50 years has been partying. You know what? I was going against my own grain.
Exactly. You go against your own grain. That's
the man is so self-destructive. He's going against his own grain.
Even with the partner's hair.
But some weird things in the news.
Oh, I know. You told me a little bit about what you're going to say here, which I think is ironic because a friend of mine just came back from India and told me about these people you're going to talk about.
Well, should I say it?
Yeah,
should
yeah,
I,
go ahead.
In India, a Delhi fire kills 14.
Delhi.
Not D-E-L-L-I, Delhi.
In Delhi, there's a Delhi.
Delhi.
Yeah, Delhi.
Can you tell me what the Delhi is in
the
Delhi?
Delhi.
Which Delhi do you want in Delhi? Oh, here, we're not going to do this. Who's on first? Don't get me started.
In Delhi.
Yeah. A Delhi fire kills 14 at eunuchs gatherings. And I started looking up what a eunuch is. I didn't believe remember we went to see a funny thing happened on the way to the forum?
Yeah.
They had eunuchs.
Right.
A eunuch is a person born male, most commonly castrated, typically early in his life, before he's married, for his change to have major hormonal consequences. Less commonly, in translations of ancient texts, eunuchs may refer to a man who is not castrated, but who is impotent or celibate. Castration was typically carried out on the soon-to-be eunuch without his consent. I would hope so. In that might be able to perform a specific social function. This was common in many societies. The earliest records for intentional castration to produce eunuchs are from the Sumerian city of Lagash in the 21st century before Christ.
Well, you know why they had eunuchs, right? You know why.
Well, over the millennia since, they have performed a wide variety of functions in many different cultures. Is that
mm-hmm.
true?
Yeah.
Courtiers, mm-hmm. is that right? Courtiers,
yep.
Or equivalent domestic treble singers, religious specialists, and government officials, military commanders, or guardians of women or harem servants.
They were harem servants, and that's pretty self-explanatory. That's why they were eunuchs, because they oversaw the harems, so they wouldn't have sex with the women, especially not only in India, but in places like Egypt and all the Middle Eastern countries. The eunuchs would
They have no sexual desires.
Well, they have their privates cut off.
Not all of them. It's just the...
Eunuchs do. No, they cast these eunuchs that looked over the harems. They were castrated.
But how were they going to the
How did
bathroom?
They go to the bathroom? They had their, I think they had their testicles cut off.
Yeah, the testicles.
Not their penis. Yeah. They had their.
No matter what you had. You
know who's a modern day eunuch?
Who?
Bruce Jenner.
Oh, stop it. What are you saying that for? Oh.
I have. Listen, these eunuchs got nothing on that ballless freak. I have never seen a man with less balls than him, literally and figuratively. Give me a break.
All right. He knows which side his bread is buttered, so he goes along with
an Olympic
the estrogen.
Gold medalist from the 70s.
The 70s.
Bottom feeding like that with the Armenians.
Do the face.
They give the Armenians a bad name. But wait, just so you know, the term eunuch or hijra is used in India to describe a community of people who identify themselves. This isn't just eunuchs. The way we know them traditionally, they can be transgender people, transvestites, and they are typically shunned by their birth families, and they live together in communal houses.
Oh, is it the gays that become
yes.
trans?
Uh-huh.
You said
Yep.
What a party they must have.
It's not just so much gay, but the fact that they like to dress up, which are the trannies and the transgender groups. And you know, India being what it is, then it's not like it is over here. They're completely shunned over there. Well, it's an interesting thing.
Eunuchs. So there's no castration. When you're talking eunuchs now, it's transsexual. It's transsexuals.
It's people it's people in transvestites, drag queens, that type of thing.
But they still have the genitalia.
Yes, they do. However, they're still called eunuchs. It can go either way. You don't have to be a eunuch to have your genitals cut off in India, but you can still be a eunuch and have your it's like one of those things. If all men are eunuchs, and some men like
it's like an SAT
it's
question.
It's like a eunuch has a myriad
they're not castrated.
Definition.
Some
of them may be, but they don't have to be. They don't have to be.
They have them
they
in China, too.
They most likely are not. They most likely are not. Yeah. They're just trannies or...
Transsexuals? Transvestites.
Transvestites. Transsexuals.
So then whatever it is, they have their own little community.
Right, exactly. Right. So anyway, there was a fire that killed a bunch of them.
Yeah, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. But
well, that's nice and uplifting.
Okay. And all with right. that, we go to a wine. We talk about wine.
Shall we talk about Thanksgiving wine? People ask that, like, what wine do you drink? What wine would you drink at Thanksgiving, Peter? You have any?
No, Anna, it's not Manischewitz. Okay,
it's not Manischewitz.
No, I'm. You know, can you give me a break?
Mad Dog 2020. Did you ever drink that? We drank that like in junior high.
And what do you do?
Logan David. It was like the cheapest wine.
What do you take? Lighter fluid?
You ever drank Mogan David? It's from your people. It's got a big star.
My people,
David.
Yeah. My people. I'm in charge. Yeah, I'm in charge. My people.
Mogan David. We called it Mad Dog 2020.
It's a little too sweet and tarty.
Oh, it's just horrific. However.
It's a sweet wine. It's grape juice with a kick.
Yeah.
It really is.
It gets you buzzed. You were in the eighth grade. What did you know? But the best Thanksgiving white wines is a Riesling is a good one. And that can be either dry or fairly sweet, and it's excellent with any of the turkey dishes. Or we can have a Gewürztraminer. This wine tends to have an aromatic gusto to
what
it.
What does that mean?
It means it has a smell.
A smell, okay.
Mm-hmm. And a spicy palate. And then there's a Sauvignon Blanc. This is a crisp white wine that's known for its citrus-based flavors. And then, of course, my favorite, the Pinot Grigio.
Love the Pinot Grigio.
Love the Pinot. That's all. Any kind of white wine, really, because it's the kind of wine you would drink with, you know, chicken, turkey.
So you can't. You don't have red wine, then?
You can if you want, but most people drink white wine because typically you would drink a red wine with meat. Or heartier dishes.
Now, you have the wine, you have the MSG and the turkey. That's why people are really...
What do you mean MSG? You're talking about tryptophan.
I'm sorry, tryptophan. Yeah. Tryptophan is in the turkey. So that's why people are going, I'm tired. I'm tired of my family. I'm tired of eating. I want to lay down. And that's why we nap.
The tryptophan. Yeah, tryptophan. Plus you've eaten about 10 pounds of food. That has something to do, too.
Actually, the white turkey is actually healthier than the dark, but I like the dark meat.
Do you on turkey?
Yeah.
See, on turkey I like white meat, but on chicken I like dark meat. And I take my men anyway. No, but I like it.
I ran into a black character. She's doing Bojangles now. It's good to be a gangster.
Dave
keeps trying to write us, but I don't know.
Dave, do you have something you want to say?
Do you have something to say to us? Because it seems like you're instant messaging
us. We love Dave. He's so great. I always like to give him a salute.
Dave, who's from Talk Zone, he's the glue man. Now he's ignoring
us. Not that he sniffs
it. I'm not writing anything.
Oh,
we saw that little pencil go up and then quickly go down.
Did you have something to say?
On our Skype screen. Fine. Okay.
I don't know. All right.
So anyway, what kind of accoutrements do you like to have with your dinner, Peter, if it's not wine?
Squash. I'd like squash. Is that, no. I have the usual. You know, I have a typical, you know, it's not a Semitic Thanksgiving. I'm an American citizen.
I didn't ask. So no, don't be so defensive. No. I just asked.
Why do you think I'm being defensive? I'm being defensive. No, I'm just getting together with the family I talk to, and that's it.
You're getting together
you know
with the family
great?
You talk to.
We spend about 2 hours and we call it a day. That's the beauty of it. You're going, you know what? We've had enough. Let's leave. And no one really hangs out. We eat, chit chat, we make believe
that's
we care about each other.
You don't play games. You don't like talk. I know what you guys are going to talk about.
Yeah, that's why because they all they have to do is open up, hey, what's happening with the estate? And all of a sudden I become, it's like Niagara Falls. Remember that?
Slowly I turn.
So we don't do that. But I love these people. They were dedicated in my book, Reboot Your Career, 27 Ways to Reinvent Yourself in the Workplace.
And that's your auntie?
Can I get the title out? Yeah. Reboot Your Career, 27
the
Ways.
The title's so damn long. We only have an hour show.
Do you know that I'm still watching Benjamin
Benjamin Button.
I'm still watching it. I actually aged watching that movie with you. I go, movie never ends. It's a 3-hour movie.
It is a long movie. It is. I love that movie.
There, you see, now he's writing. But you spend more hours. Do you have an Armenian-German Thanksgiving or not really?
No. First of all, okay, we'll break right after I say this. First of all, I'm not German.
Okay. You're Swiss.
I'm Swiss.
And German.
It's not the same. I know everybody goes Swiss, Swedish, German,
whatever, it's all the same. Whatever you have,
you're
some gypsy
Swede,
blood in you.
And yeah.
Okay.
And I was not involved in the Holocaust or any of that stuff, okay?
You had your own genocide.
All we did, we just hid the illegal money. I can't be responsible for that, okay?
No, do what you have to do.
Yeah. So no, we have the regular Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I actually make the acorn squash.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
All right, anyways,
when we come back, I know that...
we're going to discuss some reinvention and some weird things in the news. We have Ken Roberts, self-made multimillionaire, who's going to show you how to monetize your passion to make money.
Okay, real quick. We'll be back.
Okay.
Hey, Boomers. Have you ever struggled to pay for your prescription medications? Well, ProgressiveRx.com provides an inexpensive alternative for anyone who cannot afford the medications they need. They provide the highest quality drugs at the lowest possible prices, guaranteed.
ProgressiveRx.com was originally started to provide an option for friends and family members who cannot afford their prescriptions. And because of that, the quality of their products is always their highest concern. Their drugs come from some of the world's largest drug manufacturers, and they offer the most popular prescription drugs at the lowest prices, with both brand-named and therapeutically equivalent generic versions available.
So visit ProgressiveRx.com or call 1-800-400-0707 for a simple, safe, and secure way to order your medications. And if you refer a friend, each of you will receive a $25 coupon to ProgressiveRx.com.
Hi, Peter the Reinvention Guy Fogel here, along with
Anna the Armenian Goddess Collins.
If you'd like to be a sponsor or advertise on Internet Radio's number one self-indulgent help program, please go to www.itsbeyondcomplicated.com for more information. Once there, click on the sponsor tab. Thank you.
All right, in 3, 2, 1. You found the best place for quality internet talk. TalkZone.com. You are listening to the right internet radio show at the right time. It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show. Let's rejoin the yin and yang of Boomerdom, hosts Peter Fogel and Anna Collins.
Okay, back.
We actually have a caller on the line.
Eddie?
Yes.
Do we know Eddie?
Yes. Well, we might. Let's see.
Hello?
Eddie.
Yes.
Hi, Eddie. How are you?
I'm fine. Second time caller. Listened to you guys' show. Thought I'd chime in, and especially after I heard about the wine and Thanksgiving plans there.
Oh, what'd you have?
I remember Eddie.
Yes,
he
called
before. I thought he changed his name. I thought he's in the witness protection. Everyone who calls back puts a different voice on from the witness protection program.
Like Dr. Scott. So
first,
do you have a...
I have a question
go ahead.
For Peter.
Yes.
How is it to work with someone that, and I can only tell from the picture on your website, how is it to work with someone that sounds so smart and seems so beautiful? Is that threatening at all in any kind of a way?
I don't follow you. Who are we talking about?
He was staring into the mirror, by the way, when he said that.
Yeah.
No, I was about to give you a compliment. Now you're not going to get it. Anna is lovely. She's intelligent. I figured the secret to our relationship is the least I talk to her, have anything to do with her anymore, the happier she is.
That's true.
It's true.
Are you guys an item? Is that
no? We were an item, and then the police were called, and then under the work release program, the community.
Yes, I have a restraining order.
That's it. And then after this, I have to stay away from her, and she's much happier. I ask her. Let me tell you something. She's very even keel, but if I get her at the wrong moment, she goes, I'm not working now. I'll talk to you later. She'll text me. And I know she's in a mood because she doesn't put the smiley or anything. And I go, okay, leave her alone. And then it's better.
That's
she's
right.
happier when she sees me. just for this 1 hour of the week.
Exactly. It works out fine. And Peter's, I'll say one thing, Peter's great. He does his job. He's, you know, he keeps on top of things, gets us good guests. We're good friends. It's beyond complicated.
It's
but in this essence, we got it, so it's not complicated.
It's not complicated. Did you go to? Have you gone to our website, Eddie? Have you seen our clips?
Yes, I have. I've been to your website before, and I like it. Seems to be very informative and all that good stuff. Colorful, very nice.
Boomers, are you a boomer, Eddie?
I am a boomer, believe it or not. Okay. Yes,
where
I
were
am.
You from again? I forgot.
Well, originally born in the Bronx, but lived up and down the East Coast all my life, except for 22 years in California.
You see, he's very lucky. He doesn't have that Bronx accent.
No, he has a nice voice.
Very nice speaking voice. Mm-hmm. It's not kind
nice.
Of. Now, Eddie, let me ask you something. Did you go out with women in the Bronx?
No, I only lived there till I was six, so I didn't do a lot of dating.
All right, so he basically
didn't do a lot of dating.
He didn't get out much.
Hey, but you know they're very dating forward in New York.
No, but there's something about the New York thing. If you lived in Manhattan or you're a Manhattan person, you didn't go out with people in the outer boroughs. It was kind of like eunuchs, basically.
Right, exactly.
We shunned everybody.
Do you have any Thanksgiving wine tips you'd like to give us? I know you spoke of that earlier.
Well, I heard you mention, as smart as I have to admit that I perceive you to be, the Sauvignon Blanc is actually Sauvignon Blanc. But
did I say blank? I meant to say blanc.
She went blank.
Did I say Sauvignon Blanc?
You drew a blank.
It is
on the
Sauvignon
blanc,
and I know that. Did I say that? Okay. Thank you for correcting me.
Well, it's the holidays. You're forgiven for one.
Okay.
She's drunk.
But yes, that was an excellent choice. But as you were saying about, you know, and you, I think you were correct in my opinion as far as white wines with poultry and things of that nature, but red, you could have red with the turkey dinner as well, but you could also have red that I think goes very well with it, I've had before, which is the French wine, a Beaujolais, goes very well with that turkey dinner.
If that's a lighter wine. Have you ever had an Albarino? It's one of the white wine varietals.
No, I don't believe I have. Mm-hmm. Boy, something new to try.
I know.
I just
recently found out about that. Yeah, uh-huh.
Hey,
I think any time a boomer gets to try something new is a good thing.
Exactly.
Eddie, where are you out of right now?
I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
His mind. He's out of his mind.
Oh, he's
out of my mind, yes. Out of jail.
Did you read about, Eddie, as long as I'm having you on, did you read this online? Florida police on Friday arrested a man suspected of administering dangerous and illegal butt-boosting shots.
Wait, you think it was him?
Injecting at least one woman with a cocktail of substances, including, ready for this, cement, glue, and tire sealant. Who doesn't do that?
Wait, he injected that into someone's butt?
Yeah, yeah. And believe it or not, that man is the picture. All right. Man is 30-year-old O'Neill Ron Morey. Police could not release an official report on the incident, noting that the case is still in investigation. However, Sergeant William Banford of Miami Gardens, Florida, said that the procedure took place on May of 2010, and the as-yet-identified victim met with Morris.
What, do you think Eddie had something to do with
that?
No,
I just wanted to know what you thought about that. The agreed price was $700.
You'll have to ask my lawyer. I wasn't there.
actually, when the woman got...
Coincidentally, I was on CNN this morning, and they showed a picture of the young lady that had some of the work done. Boy, was that a piece of work.
You were on CNN?
Are you making that up? Were you really on CNN?
No. I was on CNN this morning, and they showed the story. And it was she didn't want to make any comment on camera, but she had those fish lips that the women have out there. And
Angelina Jolie fish lips.
So
and
what
she was walking
was...
away. But she seemed to be an Afro-American woman, I'm going to say maybe in her 30s. And maybe not.
But she was an Afro-American woman that had lip injections? Isn't that...
That's what it looked like to me. I mean, if that makes any sense to anyone. But the butt lift and with the tires, oh, my. Really? Really?
Oh,
They did discuss that cement, superglue, mineral oil. Well, thank God for the mineral
oil. No, wait. They put that in her butt cheeks or in her butthole?
Let me explain to you.
Yes, please.
What the woman got for her money was a series of injections containing a bizarre concoction of cement, superglue, mineral oil, and Fix-A-Flat tire inflator and sealant.
No way. Fix-A-Flat?
What does it say here? Yeah.
On the upside, her butt will never leak. So that's a good thing.
and she's very buoyant.
On the upside, literally and figuratively.
On the upside.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, unfortunately, I'll never look at a black woman's butt the same way again. I go, oh, she's on the sealant. I mean, what do you say?
Fix-A-Flat.
A short time later.
You guys.
Oh, thanks for calling in, Eddie.
Thank you, Eddie. Tell everybody about us.
We love you. We love our two callers. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Eddie.
All right,
have a great Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so she had it a short time later. She develops very serious pains, abdomen throughout her body.
Well,
you think?
First of all, how could you even get Fix-A-Flat into a syringe? I don't get that. I've used that on my car before. It comes out of a huge nozzle.
I'm sure he figured it out. They had a needle attached. I don't know. I mean, if he's
Isn't
there.
Isn't that crazy?
She went to the Tampa General Hospital. Where
you wouldn't do something like that, would you?
Come on. I barely. Oh, at odds. As odd as the idea of cut-rate illicit bus-boosting injections may sound, this case is far from the first time has made headlines. In some cases, the outcome has been
okay,
deadly.
Okay, you know, this is so this should – where was this again? Where was this?
This is in Miami Gardens, but this
yeah,
has been all over
sense.
The country.
Yeah, that makes sense. This should be a – this is a definite South Florida thing. There is so many places around here that do stuff that – you know, when I'm down in Kendall occasionally, right?
Occasionally? I think
yeah.
you live in Kendall.
Well – I'm there for various jobs that I do, but I have seen cars driving around with a dentist advertised on the back, and the dentist, they're like operating out of their homes. It's just like a number to call. And I know of people that have gone to people's garages in
the
Miami.
Dentists that
yes, they perform dental work in the garage.
That's low overhead.
In the garage with Sauvignon Blanc.
We're going to be taking a break shortly, and we're going to be back with Ken Roberts. But did you want to talk about the reinvention lady at the end? Did you want to?
Well, yeah.
Not the reinvention. I'm sorry. The law of attraction.
Oh, remember? Yes. Oh, Jackie Lappin. She's going to be on. She has the most incredible outlook on life. And she will
that
tell us.
That scares me. Very positive.
She's great. Her book is called Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires. She's going to be our guest next week. And she's all about the law of attraction, conscious creation, conscious manifesting. I really like her stuff. I mean, I really do. And I read her book, actually.
Did you?
Yes, I did. I read it. And she's very much like a lot of the same philosophies Wayne Dyer has and a lot of the other spiritual gurus. It's a little beyond The Secret. Did you like The Secret? Did you?
It was interesting, but there's something. But then a lot of marketers are going, no, it didn't work for you. Here's the reason why. It was like beyond The Secret.
Yeah,
it was like,
right.
I was a teenage secret. There's like more, I mean, wishing for something. Again, I can't wait for that interview.
But you know what? Controlling your thoughts, and one of the things, and I've been trying this, doing this lately. It's a conscious exercise to control your thoughts because your mind can just
fly off.
One thing I do get, and they said in The Secret was, I'll tell you when we get
back. Let's talk about it after we talk to Ken Roberts.
Okay, because I'll go on forever. Let's take a break.
We'll be back on the Booming Humor Radio Show. Stay tuned for Ken Roberts.
Hey, Boomers. Have you ever struggled to pay for your prescription medications? Well, ProgressiveRx.com provides an inexpensive alternative for anyone who cannot afford the medications they need. They provide the highest quality drugs at the lowest possible prices, guaranteed.
ProgressiveRx.com was originally started to provide an option for friends and family members who cannot afford their prescriptions. And because of that, the quality of their products is always their highest concern. Their drugs come from some of the world's largest drug manufacturers, and they offer the most popular prescription drugs at the lowest prices, with both brand names and therapeutically equivalent generic versions available.
So visit ProgressiveRx.com or call 1-800-400-0707 for a simple, safe, and secure way to order your medications. And if you refer a friend, each of you will receive a $25 coupon to ProgressiveRx.com.
Across the country and around the world.
All over the internet.
This is TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio. Let's rejoin author, expert Peter Fogel and Anna Collins on It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor Radio Show, the number one self-indulgent health program enjoyed by more felons in more prisons than any other internet radio show.
I want to personally welcome Ken Roberts to the Boomer Humor Radio Show today. He's a self-made multimillionaire, and this man has paid over, are you ready for this, $55 million in personal federal state income taxes, the result of learning how to make his dream come true. I won't even ask him what his business write-off expenses, that's between him and his accountant, who I believe was up in Oregon many years ago, but that's another conversation. His world's most powerful money manual and course became legendary in the financial world and the direct mail world. In 1997, Worth magazine declared that Ken Roberts has introduced more people to commodities than anyone in the universe, and in the process of teaching, you ready for this, folks? Over 1 million people in more than 89 countries, whether they spoke English or not, with over 500 employees, His companies rose to the top of their fields in that world. Now, through his lifelong successful experiences, he explains why goals, plans, resolutions, willpower, and positive thinking are actually self-sabotage, which means I have to sell all my books, tapes, and VCR on eBay. But that's another story. And he explains in our conversation today what does work and how he discovered it. The interview opportunity is not about to make $1 million because there's no such thing as a money program. Ken's journey now is showing people how to deal with a thinking problem and the solution. So it's about solving thinking problems and identify why money isn't your dream, but a particular lifestyle and life's work is, in fact, is your dream. It's what you want to do, love to do, what's in your DNA, as I tell everyone who listens to this. Good Ken, boy. Thank you so much for being on the radio show. I've known you. I got your program 1991 during your heyday. You talk about counterintuitive. So what you normally consider the right thing to do is actually the wrong thing to do. And how many times have you said, I'm my own worst enemy? Can you explain that?
I have an orange cone, an orange traffic cone sitting here behind me on my credenza.
Okay.
Now, I went to the Skip Barber Racing School. Now, before they let you in the formula cars, you have to go through an intensive 3-day car control clinic. So it was day 2, and I'm sitting with my instructor in a big red Dodge Ram pickup truck with 4 bald tires, and we're sitting at the edge of what they call their skid pad. Now, their skid pad is essentially a Walmart parking lot with water running over it. And way off in the distance at the opposite side of the skid pad was this orange traffic cone.
Right.
So the instructor says, all right, I want you to aim for the cone, accelerate to 40 miles an hour, put the truck in a spin, recover from the spin, and don't hit the orange cone. And you think, well, that's simple. I mean, this parking lot is so big and that little bitty orange cone out there.
Right.
And Peter, I nailed it. And then you go and you're embarrassed, you know, and you go, wait a minute, let me do it again. So you drive back and you do it all over again. And I nailed it. And this went on 3 or 4 times. And the instructor just, you know, let it happen because that's the point of this exercise. So he says, you want to know what you're doing wrong? And I go, yes, please. He says, you're looking at the orange cone. And then you're thinking, well, yeah, I'm looking at the orange cone because I don't want to hit it. And then you say, well, where do I look? He says, wherever you want to go, you're the driver. And I'm telling you, Peter, light bulbs started going off in my head because that's the whole point of counterintuitive. We go where we put our attention. For example, now this is why goals, resolutions, willpower, positive thinking, they don't work. When's the last time someone came through with their New Year's resolution? There's no way. The reason is they're focused on what they do not want. And that explains why there's one car on the road and he hits the telephone pole. Because he didn't want to hit it, he stared at it. And your vehicle goes where you look.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you what I love to do. And this is what's in our DNA for those of us who have this, I call it a celestial seed. There's something planted in us that we want to express. And I believe that's why we're here on this planet, is to express this love of something that's been planted in us. And I don't care what it is. Now, I'll tell you what my loves were, okay, just to show you how goofy this can sound.
Yeah.
I love Disneyland in Anaheim. I love everything about it. Walt Disney poured his heart and soul into every square inch of Disneyland. I mean, even the manhole covers say Disneyland on it. He didn't want someone to look down and see Anaheim Department of Power. You know,
right.
So, okay, I love Disneyland. I love the mail. I think it's magic to go to the mailbox and pull out an envelope. Someone wrote and stuck it in that envelope, sealed it, and licked the stamp, and I'm touching it and receiving it. I just think it's magic. And the other thing I love to do, Peter, was I love Amway meetings. I think they are fantastic. And free preview. You know how you go and the guy pitches you on the high price seminar?
Yeah.
I love it. I don't know why. I just love it.
Why?
So is it just whatever it is someone loves to do, I don't care if it's snowboarding or paper mache. I don't care what it is. Chances are they've never even said it out loud to someone because it sounds trivial and it might even sound absurd, you know?
Right.
But that was planted in them. Now, let me mention another principle here. Think about this. Thirst proves the existence of water. If you're on a desert island all by yourself, you would feel this urge of thirst. And it's your DNA, as you put it, driving you to water. Well, something has been planted in people, this love that they need to express, that proves that the other side of that or the realization of that exists. And that's what I teach now is how to find your dream. And it takes action. You can't think about it. You have to do it.
When you're thinking of a dream, be a little more specific. A dream of something that will bring you money.
If you go up to someone and say, I'm a genie and I'm giving you whatever wish you want, you know what they're going to say?
Money.
I want $1 million.
Right.
Well, they don't want $1 million. Well, why do you want $1 million? Well, I love to travel and I want to travel. Say, okay, now we got it. You love to travel. Forget about the money. Money is an orange cone. Focus on what you love to do. I love to travel. So maybe she becomes the planner of extravagant vacations for rich people. Wouldn't that be wonderful? So she has to plan all of their trips, go on their trips, make sure everything unfolds the way the person wants it. Or maybe he gets a job offer from a company that is multinational, and they say, we need a sales rep who'll travel all over the world pushing our products.
Okay.
That's what they love. And then the money is a byproduct.
Okay. So many of the interesting things that you talk about, as I always tell people, when it comes to direct mail, being general doesn't help motivate or persuade people. It's being specific. You know, yep. What's more, I made $1 million last year. What's
yes.
more impressive? I made $1,442,052. It was specific
yes.
because then that sounds more real. And the most of the fact, he probably didn't make $1 million. It was probably maybe $985,000, but he rounded
right.
it off. So you're saying very specific in what you want. That goes back to many things Tony Robbins says and what most, I hate to say, and I don't think of you as a self-help guru. Are you more of a, what are you really calling yourself right now these days with what you're doing? Because you're retired and now you're doing things out of a labor of love because you don't have to work another day in your life.
That's right. And I've always wanted to do this and I didn't know how until the Orange Cone experience. That Skip Barber Racing School turned my life around because it finally explained in practical terms what was going on. What did all of these quotes mean? Now I know, you know, hitch your wagon to a star. Well, everyone knows that's true and that's right, but what do you do? See, that was my mantra. What do I do now? Well, now I have what I call the Ultimate Technique for Success Club, and I show people exactly what to do now. Based on their dream.
Now, let me ask you a point blank. Do you find yourself, your success was due to opportunity, luck, putting the right, the planets were aligned for you when you decided, when you got onto the commodities, now the success club? Because people, when they've gone through this difficult time, and I'm just trying to, of what I read, because I read and I experience, I'm out in clubs, I'm speaking. They could got, if I had no bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Why can't I get a break? What is it again? Does it go back to their thinking? Does it go back
Absolutely. When you're following what you love to do, all the breaks happen. All the good luck happens. There's no such thing as luck.
So has your thinking changed since the days when you were doing the commodities?
Or? Absolutely, absolutely. It took me about 13 years to figure this thing out after reading all the self-help books and everything. I was focused on orange cones.
Is that what
I was one of those with prosperity is my divine right.
And that doesn't work.
No. Why do you put that on there? Because of fear.
Fear.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we've come to the end of our time. I want people to learn more about what you have to offer them. Can you give us your URL? Tell them how easy it is to find you, because now, don't forget, you made your millions before the internet, but now I'm sure you're using this this vehicle, like, or it's a wild stallion, and you're mounting that baby, and you're doing well with it and reaching more people.
It is neat, and I'm doing videos now where I used to write a newsletter. Now, I can do a video. So my new club is called the Ultimate Technique for Success Club.
Right.
And our website is utsclub.com.
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 And Ken, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter. It was a pleasure.
We got a few minutes left. You want me to remind you of silicone?
Oh, you were saying, what were we saying? Something about silicone?
Yeah, silicone in the butt.
Versus cock? Didn't he say that? Versus
cock?
Now, let me tell you something about that, which is very funny because I was watching This Old House show on HGTV or something. They were showing some vintage programs, and there was this guy, this gorgeous guy on, dressed like the construction guy from The Village People. And this was a real show. This wasn't like a comedy or anything. He's going, well, he goes, we've got some projects we're going to work on, and today we're going to talk about cock. And there's all kinds of cock.
I saw that on YouTube.
Black cock, red cock, white cock. Now the black cock can be a little messy. It's hard to maneuver.
Oh, that's what you. This is what you wanted.
This was the whole thing. Yeah, it was the most.
You showed me that.
It was
laughing.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
Well, okay. Oh. For obvious reasons, it was funny. You should look it up. In fact, we'll have it. Maybe we can have
YouTube video.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
But this. I remember watching this before YouTube. It was like it was like in the 80s. It stuck.
Oh, you
in my
actually.
Mind. I saw the real show. I'm
that's
like,
funny.
What? And the cameraman was laughing.
Laughing. Everybody was laughing. All right. For obvious reasons. Next week we have
Jackie Lappin is on next week.
Yes. And we will have her. And then in a few weeks we'll have Mark Price.
Mm-hmm.
And again, what is the thing that she's...
Jackie Lappin is the author of Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires.
Is she too happy?
No, she's not too... Nobody can be too happy.
Does she have her good days and bad days, or she?
Of course, we all do. But she has insightful lessons that will make your life more empowering. I really like her. I did read her book too, and I really enjoyed it. Anybody that's listening, please tune in next week. If you can't, we always have the MP3s that you can go to our site. We have links that go back to TalkZone, go to TalkZone.com.
And we're also going to be getting iTunes for TalkZone.com, but we will be having our own Boomer Humor radio show, so you'll be able to find us on iTunes.
We will. And real quick, I want to get in. This week I'm going to be in Fort Pierce at the Black Box. If anybody wants to come up and see me, please email me. I can get you some free tickets. And that's it for today. It's the Boomer Humor radio show. Yeah. Join us again next week.
Happy Thanksgiving to one and all. We will see you next week.
Bye-bye.